Let's take a look now at how social media helps keep people connected, especially when those people are undocumented immigrants separated from family and friends by a physical border. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Monica Ortiz Uribe has this story.
In the town of Ochcutzcab in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, music from a live band cuts through the humid night air. Neighbors are celebrating a surprise birthday party for a woman whose husband left to find work in the United States 19 years ago. As she blows out her candles, the flash of cell phone cameras twinkle against her face. The moment will soon be shared with distant guests who can only access it online. For families split by immigration, it's now common for special occasions like this to be witnessed from the glow of a handheld screen. Next door, 30-year-old Asuncion Diaz sits in her mother's living room, tapping at her smartphone. Her long fingernails are studded with rhinestones.
Leyendo mis mensajes. El Face.
El Face. I'm checking my messages, she says. Diaz, who works at a local retail store, invested in a smartphone 3 years ago after saving for months. She calls it a necessary luxury.
Por ese medio nos sentimos como unidos.
With social media, we feel more united, she says. Her father and two brothers left for the U.S. more than a decade ago. All three are undocumented. Her father has only come back to visit twice. Her brothers have never returned. Instead, they send money to pay for the Wi-Fi bill.
Sí, compartimos fotos, videos, nos mandamos mensajes, videollamadas.
We share photos, videos, and call each other on Skype, says Diaz. They used their phones to communicate recently when her father was in the hospital. A few months before that, her mother met her first American-born grandchild via Facebook. The other end of the digital thread is 3,000 miles away in San Francisco, California. This is a prime destination for Mayan immigrants from Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Alberto Pérez Rendón directs Asociación Mayab, a nonprofit that serves the Mayan community and helps to preserve their indigenous language and culture. Pérez says he's witnessed dramatic changes in the way his members communicate.
People will have to wait for hours at a phone booth in a small town in Mexico to get a phone call from their relatives.
Social media has also transformed the way Asociación Mayab does outreach in San Francisco. Pérez says he used to spend hundreds of dollars printing flyers that would take volunteers countless hours to distribute. Now he simply posts information on the organization's Facebook page.
I feel like we're even more successful than what we were before. We bring in more people to our activities, and our budget for marketing and outreach is really down to zero.
The Facebook page for Asociación Mayab works like a binational bulletin board. There's hometown news from Mexico and photos from Mayan parades in San Francisco. There's even a post asking for information about a migrant who went missing while crossing the border.
It seems like the distance and the separation does not exist because we can hear the news so fast, and we can see the faces, and we can see the photos, and we can see the videos.
Nearly half the population in Mexico uses the internet, and most of them are on social media. But the marvel of technology doesn't erase the pain of separation. Asuncion Diaz was 13 when her father left.
Porque mi papá no ha estado mucho tiempo con nosotras. Todo el tiempo ha estado lejos.
My dad has never been with us long, she says. He spent most of his life away. With her father's earnings, the family moved from a straw roof hut to a two-story cinder block home. They've bought two cars and can pay for law school for the youngest daughter. Last year, Diaz's father also sent money for a surprise birthday party for her mother, who recalls the day with a sad smile.
Es bonito divertirse, pero pues no estamos juntos.
It was a good time, she says, but it's also a reminder that we're not together. For her, social media is no substitute for physical presence. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ochcutzcab, Mexico.
Monica's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media. Meli Arellano contributed to the reporting.